And speaking of which, we head up to Battleground this morning, the home, as you said, of St. Luke Productions, joining us on the phone this morning with some big, big news as the founder and president of St. Luke Productions. He is the one and only Leonardo DeFilippis. Good morning, sir.
Oh, good morning to all of you. God bless you for that introduction. Boy.
Well, I'll tell you, it's well-deserved, certainly, given the news that we have to share with folks. Just saw this, and, I mean, this is a very, very big congratulations to you, to Patty, and really all of St. Luke Productions' team. I know you would say that. You received the Christendom's College first-ever Fra Angelico Award. It happened this past Saturday. I know you and Patty were back there to receive the award. I watched the video, in fact, on their website. Fantastic. Congratulations. How did this all come about?
Well, God bless everybody. And I want, as you mentioned, I want to thank everybody for getting this award. It's everyone who's worked at St. Luke, but also all of the modern day radio people who have supported us through the years. But yes, I got it because, well, I have performed a lot in the East Coast at Christendom College, so they were aware of us. They've seen us at different places, and so I think that was the impetus to recognize all the work that we've done for all these four decades. So it was a tremendous event. I thought it was just going to be students and faculty, but it ended up being board members and major benefactors to the college. And so it was really something to see what they're doing out there and also to see the spirit of the students for the future. So it gave me great hope for the future of our young people.
Right, absolutely. And if people aren't familiar with the college, it's located in Virginia and a Catholic college there. And I love kind of their motto is dare to be great. And you kind of took off on that in your acceptance speech.
I did. I recognized we all want to be, we want our students and colleges and, you know, you want them to excel in all the different studies, be it medicine or the art, liberal arts or whatever it might be. But in the end, sometimes we forget the, connection with God himself who gives us everything. And so anything we do that is great, you know, that is good is accomplished by God. So their motto was dare to be great. And I said, well, what is greatness? Who is great? And I kind of turned it around or made it a higher calling, just saying dare to be Christ. Mm. And a lot of us, that's a difficult concept sometimes because we don't want to always go there. We don't want to go to that deeper level. And so because that's what we need right now in our world, you know, with all the different problems we have. But for each individual person, dare to be like Christ, dare to be, enter into him. And that's why we're called Christians, you know, to be. And it's a beautiful name, Christendom. That's their college name. To live up to that that word, it means Christendom is what the whole world is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. We forget that, you know, David. And because God wants us all to be one flock, one shepherd in the end as we come to the end times.
No, absolutely. And again, folks can see the acceptance speech on Christendom's website, and you can check that out there. Again, it's a wonderful production. But I wanted to ask you about the award. It's called the Fra Angelico Award. Explain to us who Fra Angelico is.
Well, Fra Angelico, he is actually still on the road to canonization. He is blessed. So he's gone up, you know, there's been some miracles through him. He was a great painter in the early Renaissance during, in Florence, Italy. Mm-hmm. That's where he's very famous. He's a Dominican, and he's painted some of the most beautiful paintings in the history of the church, particularly his ones on the Annunciation. He's so famous for those. I think it's a wonderful, because Pope John Paul II declared him and made him the universal patron of all artists. So in the whole world. So it's a great honor. You know, you have somebody who's also very holy, And, you know, so this is not the Leonardo da Vinci Award, you know,
right? Yes.
So, who had many troubles, you know, but yeah. His example is so pure. So anyway, it was it's about, you know, really retaining the heritage of our Catholic faith in the arts.
Right.
And the arts are so important because look at that. Now it's his works are being, you know, after 500 years, they're still being seen.
Well, I can't think of a better organization and you yourself to receive this Fra Angelico Award. So once again, congratulations. It's well-deserved. And for you, Patty, and the whole crew there at St. Luke Productions, yeah, just can't congratulate you enough. And if folks want to see you, I see here too, you are going to be at the Rosary Bowl coming up October 1st.
Yeah, we're going to be there. Patty and I will be there. And that's going to be a great blessing because I haven't been able to go because of all the shows through the years. And we're going to be there on the, it's not only I believe it's a Sunday, right?
Saturday, I believe.
Oh, it's Saturday. Yeah, that's right. It's Saturday, October 1st, which is the Feast of St. Therese. All our work with the movie on St. Therese of us both playing, Louis and Zélie Martin, who have been elevated to be saints also. You got the whole family of saints almost.
Right.
And so I think that's going to be a wonderful thing, David, to hopefully bring people in our whole community together to pray. I think it's very important right now with what's happening in the world that we come with solidarity to pray one of the most important prayers in the history of the church, and that is the rosary. We need that right now because the forces of evil are so based on power, on material wealth and fear and injustice that you're seeing all over, and we're all being affected by it, but we have to come together. There's a spiritual realm that's much more powerful and that no one can do anything because no one can conquer God and the Blessed Mother. And I think you're named, you know, Modern Day Radio. I think this is a great, honor to Modern Day, to the Mother of God, to truly, lift our prayers up to come together to maybe quelch a lot of the evil that's happening, particularly in the Northwest.
Right.
So we pray that and also for our country, of course.
So again, Leonardo DeFilippis and his wife, Patty, will be at the Rosary Bowl Saturday, October 1st. They're going to be leading the Rosary. So that's going to be wonderful just to have you there. And I'll remind folks that's down in Salem. If you go to Mater Dei Radio's website, community calendar, you can get all of the information about Rosary Bowl. And of course, we've been talking about it here on the air as well. Or go to stlukeproductions.com. You can check out all of the wonderful events that Leonardo, his crew are involved with, their plays, their dramas, their radio productions. It's all right there, and how you can support St. Luke Productions as well. Leonardo, once again, congratulations on the award. That's awesome to hear, and we just look so forward to seeing you October 1st at the Rosary Bowl, and I might add, you're going to be with us for an hour for our Fall Share-a-thon, October 10th through the 14th, so thank you for that.
Yes, we're going to be there to help the radio station and continue this spiritual journey that we're all trying to uplift in the Northwest. So God bless each and every one of you, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Leonardo. God bless. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, take care, everybody.